The Baltimore Ravens kick off their 2022 preseason this week, and we dive into a stock report from training camp talking about whose stock is up, whose stock is down, and more next year on Locked On Ravens.
You are Locked On Ravens, your daily Baltimore Ravens podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And we return here with another episode of Locked On Ravens, your daily Baltimore Ravens podcast. And I'm your host, Kevin Ostreicher of Ravens Wire. We're here on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And thank you so much for making Locked On Ravens your first listen of the day. We're free and available on all platforms. That includes on YouTube. And we're back here, and it's a special week. It just, again, checkpoints. We talk about checkpoints a lot here on the show. The Ravens kick off their 2022 preseason this week with a matchup against the Tennessee Titans, and we made it. You know, we're not quite in the regular season yet. Obviously, when we get to there, I'll say we made it again, but we've made it to football, to Ravens football. We'll see a bunch of players play that I think a lot of people have been anticipating. And here today, we're going to be diving into a lot of the stuff that matters in terms of who is performing well right now in training camp leading up to that first preseason game. So in the second and third segments, we'll do a stock report just on this team, whose stock is up and whose stock is down. In the second segment, we'll talk about the offense. In the third segment, we'll talk about the defense. In the first segment, though, I do want to talk about Friday and Saturday practices for the team. We didn't get a chance to talk about those on the shows last week, so I just want to dive into stuff that happened, players who missed, players who returned, et cetera, just to get that, I guess, maintenance, even though it's not really maintenance, is important stuff out of the way. So again, a ton to talk about here. Also, this episode of Locked On Ravens is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is the number one place to get all your sports info. As you covered the season with more props, odds, and lies than ever before, Bet Online, where the game starts. But yeah, a ton to talk about here. We're going to dive into it all today. If you heard this in video form on YouTube, be sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel. It helps out a ton. And thank you to everybody who's already subscribed and if you're thinking about it. We put out daily Ravens content 5 days a week. So if you want a place to get daily Ravens content, we are the place for you. Also, if you heard this in audio form, the same show, both audio and video form. Thank you to everybody who's listening along here today. Be sure to follow us. Be sure to turn notifications on as well. And follow me on Twitter at ChaosRucker34 and the Locked On Ravens account at Locked On Ravens. So without any further ado, let's dive into our content here. Starting off with what happened during Friday and Saturday at practice. Now, the Ravens have, after being relatively healthy through the first couple practices, there have been some minor things that guys have been dealing with, and obviously the major Vince Beagle injury, the torn Achilles, which is a super, super unfortunate. But during Friday, Tyler Linderbaum did not practice. Rashad Bateman was a new absence. He did not practice as well. And when asked about it, John Harbaugh just said it was a nagging type deal where, again, they just want to be cautious with it. And I think that is the absolute right approach. And it's important, even for Linderbaum. Tyler Linderbaum is going to miss 1 to 2 weeks, according to John Harbaugh. Maybe that is pushed more to the 2 week frame because of the fact that they just want to make sure their guys are 100% healthy. And taking this approach is one that maybe a minor injury isn't going to turn into a major one here, because if you rush a guy back, you want to get him on the field for reps. Reps are really important, and they're really big, and also for rookies too. For a player like Tyler Linderbaum, reps are extremely important. But to rush him back for those reps and then have a major injury occur, that is not worth it for the team, and it's not worth it for the player. So I think that is the right thing to do for Baltimore. You have on Saturday, Devin Duvernay returning to practice, which is a positive sign. But on Friday, it was another Isaiah Likely practice. Likely got the better of Kyle Hamilton on 2 out of 3 plays. Hamilton did get the better of Likely on one of those. You had Pepe Williams having a pick six, which was awesome. I mean, he's been a guy who's made some plays, showed some flashes, which has been very impressive. We saw James Prochet flash over the weekend too. And obviously during Thursday's practice, that was really impressive as well. Justin Tucker, though, sent the team home early, hitting a 47-yard field goal at the end of practice, which many people were happy about in that organization was just how hot it is. I mean, it is incredible just the heat these guys practice in. I mean, we've seen the cramps happen as well. Also, you had Mark Andrews going up against Patrick Queen in the one-on-one drills. You had Mark Andrews catching a 35-yard over-the-shoulder pass. Obviously, you know, a lot of great media members doing updates here. Kyle Barber, the one I'm reading off from right now. So big credit to Kyle, friend of the show. We had him on last week. If you haven't checked out that episode, I highly recommend you do so. But yeah, practice on Friday was a good one. Saturday's was a little bit shorter. I did mention Devin Duvernay returning to practice. Linderbaum did not practice. Bateman did not practice as well. So those are, again, just keeping it cautious here with those guys. Nick Boyle's been kind of on that on again, off again, and he talked about that where even in the preseason games, he says he does want to play in those just to get those reps back, which, again, for a veteran to say that, I think is very – it's big of him to do that. Marlon Humphrey also – didn't practice in this one, Calais Campbell, and then obviously the guys on the PUP list, Charlie Kohler as well. And you had a lot of receivers stepping up. Slade Bolden, who I know has been a favorite of a lot of Ravens Twitter, caught a 10-yard touchdown, a really impressive diving touchdown. We saw it as one of the Play of the Day highlights. Another one of those Play of the Day highlights was to Jalen Moore, and we'll talk about some of these receivers in the second segment. But there are a lot of players making a case for that number five, and maybe depending on how the roster shakes out, number six wide receiver role, Jalen Moore's been making a ton of plays. He ended up catching a 30-yard touchdown pass from Lamar Jackson. So that Jalen Moore Lamar Jackson connection is getting a little strong. And he's been around the team. You know, he's not a rookie. He's been around the team now. He kind of understands how things work. So maybe his experience gives him an edge. We've also heard about Shamar Bridges. We'll again talk about him in the second segment too. But yeah, you had Slade Bolden catching a 10-yarder, Jalen Moore catching a 30-yarder. Also, you had Adafe Owe, Kyle, saying that he was a menace all practice, and we will be diving plenty into Adafe Owe in the final segment. But Kyle said that he beat two different tackles for pressures and also went unblocked for a sack. And again, he's someone who the Ravens are going to have to rely on in an otherworldly amount, I would say, this year, especially with the injuries that we have seen, because there were some injury scares during Saturday's practice, one with Mark Andrews, where Andrews actually went down, created a divot, and Jeff Rubick reporting here that it was an injury scare, but Andrews popped back up. But John Harbaugh, after that play, Mark Andrews did not see another rep all practice. It just was a big scare there. And then you also had Steven Means, which is the main point I'm making with Adafe Owe. He left practice, and at the time of this recording, it's still unclear what happened to Steven Means. But if it is an injury that's going to cost Means some time, you're looking at the two veteran additions they made at that position outside of bringing back Justin Houston. Those two guys are, with Ben Spiegel out for the year with the Achilles and Means with whatever it is, they lost that. So it would be Owe, it'd be Houston, it'd be Dalen Hayes, and it'd be the undrafted guys like Jeremiah Moon and Chuck Wiley. So at that point, we talked with Kadi Ismail on Friday about just what they could do there. That was before we knew about the Steven Means thing. That was just with the Beagle injury. I would anticipate they definitely bring in some guys there. I know they did work out Jason Pierre-Paul a couple of months ago. They could look at a trade option. The Ravens also bringing in three cornerbacks they worked out on Sunday, including Darrell Worley, who spent some time with the Ravens last year, played in the 525 game that Joe Burrow put up on them. So I know not a lot of fond memories for Ravens fans with Darrell Worley, but he was brought in. Ken Crawley, another guy, former Saints corner, was actually pretty good for them for a year or two. So all six-year veterans, actually, surprising enough. Darrell Roberts, the final one. All three of those guys, six-year veterans. So interesting there. But yeah, always a player they're going to have to rely on a ton. And a guy who I am anticipating, alongside Rashad Bateman, kind of the offense, defense there, the yin and the yang, having a big impact on both sides of the ball there. Both first-rounders in 2021, both having injuries impact things a little bit. Bateman's being in the beginning of the year, always being at the end of the year. But both players show those flashes, and both players have shown those flashes in training camp so far to make me pretty confident. Obviously, we're not going to see it in full swing until they get on the field. But my predictions, at least some of them, are that Adafe Owe and Rashad Bateman are going to have huge years, partially because, look, they're both getting bumps in roles. Rashad Bateman moving up to the number one spot, Adafe Owe moving up to that number one outside linebacker spot, number one pass rusher. They're going to have to perform in much bigger roles than they had in their rookie years. I think they learned a lot during their rookie seasons. They both had ups, they both had downs, and I think we're going to see just the fruit of their work this offseason and to get better, and we've seen it so far in a lot of these practices where we've seen the reports, we've seen the highlights, and I think both of them are going to be very big impact, very high impact players on this defense. So a lot of stuff to dive into from Friday and Saturday. I know Saturday's practice is a bit shorter than Friday's, but this team is going to, again, have a couple practices to ramp up for their preseason game on Thursday against Tennessee. It's exciting. Again, football's in the air for this Ravens team. We're going to be continuing our conversation about football and this Ravens team coming up in our second segment, diving into some stock up and stock down players on the offensive side of the ball so far through training camp. So be sure to stay tuned. Still a ton to talk about here on Locked On Ravens. First, though, I do want to tell you a bit about Dave. And for Dave, hindsight can be pretty 20/20 when you're looking at life. You can't change the past. What if you get a little help from your future self? Maybe you'd ask to borrow a little cash, but now you can do that with Dave. Dave is a banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. That's more money to fill your tank, buy a wedding gift, or even catch up on bills. You can finally tackle those expenses that have been stressing you out without any hangups. No interest, no credit check needed as well. Millions of people have downloaded the Dave app to get the financial relief they need with extra cash. So if you're in a pinch and need some extra help, download Dave and think of it as a helping hand for future you. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. You can sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Interest rates apply. Banking provided by Evolve member FDIC. The future you will thank you. We're back. Our second segment of Locked On Ravens. Kevin Ostreicher, your host, still here with you. Again, thank you so much for making Locked On Ravens your first listen of the day here. Be sure to subscribe to our channel on YouTube, like this video. Be sure to follow us in audio form and turn notifications on. But let's talk about some stock up, stock down players here. I think that obviously when you're looking at the offensive side of the ball, which will be the topic of this segment, got to start with the quarterbacks. We'll go position by position. And Lamar Jackson is the one we will start with. And he is definite stock up right now. Now, he didn't have the strongest practice on Saturday, but he's been slinging the ball for most of these training camp practices, showing very nice touch, very nice spirals, which I know have been contentious points for a ton of people over the past couple of seasons. He does throw a good spiral, you know, but again, with some of those wobbly passes early on in his career, that's kind of followed him a little bit, unfortunately. But he's been a player that, again, worked so hard during the offseason, and he pretty much said, look, I'm going to show you what I did. And he is most definitely showing that over the course of these training camp practices so far. Seems to have developed a lot of chemistry with guys like Rashad Bateman and Mark Andrews, both guys who are definite stock-up guys right now, in my opinion. And for those guys like Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews, even like Justin Tucker, for example, it's almost like how high can their stock get? Like, but these are all improving players. Even Tucker, I mean, that's a guy who's definitely stock-up, hitting 65-yarders in practice and in stadium practice and everything. So special teams love there, definitely. But Jackson is definitely a player who is stock-up, in my opinion. Looking at the running backs, kind of hard to gauge right now. You know, you can't really do a ton as a running back at this point in training camp. I think Tyler Beatty's made some plays. He's kind of in the middle for me, trending more towards stock up. We've heard the reports of him, you know, making a one-handed catch and doing this and that and the other. Maybe like to hear a little bit more of him. But again, you're not really hearing a ton out of these running backs right now. And part of that is just because of the part that training camp is at. I think once the preseason hits, we'll get a much better idea of guys like Beatty, guys like Justice Hill, who's another one, in my opinion, who's stock up. And I look at the stadium practice performance from him. He's done some things. I think that he is a definite stock up guy, in my opinion. Now, he's still off my roster at this point, but again, got to give him credit. I think that he's a guy that if J.K. Dobbins starts to go on the PUP list, if Gus Edwards starts to go on the PUP list, then if the Ravens still decide to keep four running backs, he is my fifth guy right now. So I put him there. We've heard some nice things from Corey Clement. I think he's someone whose stock is on the rise right now. Good pass catching back. And again, it seems like Dobbins will return before Edwards, and Dobbins is actually getting evaluated to see if he can practice today. And at the time of this recording, I don't know if he's on the field or not yet. So either, you know, yay if he's on the field, and, you know, it's all right if he's not. But at the same time, the Ravens have enough depth, and they're much more prepared this year to mitigate a loss of a Dobbins or an Edwards for, you know, however long they have to continue to recover from those torn ACLs. Looking at wide receivers, I mean, most of these guys are stocked up. You have a couple guys who may be in the middle stock down. Rashad Bateman's definite stock up for me. He's shown a lot in training camp, and we've seen the reports. His struggle with drops in certain instances, but I still think that that is not enough to put him anywhere else but the stock up category. James Prochet has had a great training camp too. We've seen the highlight plays, heard the reports of him, just, you know, super hard worker, very humble guy. And he knows that he's putting a lot of work, and then that work Hopefully Vern's going to pay off in a big way. I think we're going to see him a lot in the preseason, definitely. Then you have Devin Duvernay and Tylan Wallace. I'm not going to put Devin Duvernay in stock down because he just wasn't on the field. I think for Ben Cleveland it was a bit of a different story. Like, maybe Duvernay's trending a little downwards, but he did return to practice, so I'm not going to knock him a ton for that. He's someone who's kind of in the middle just because he hasn't been able to practice, and some of these other receivers have been able to show a lot of their stuff. Stock down for me, though, out of that big four of Bateman and Duvernay and Prochet and Wallace is Tylan Wallace. You know, I would have expected to hear a little bit more from Wallace. We have seen the reports in training camp. He actually dropped the ball from Lamar Jackson, was placed in a pretty good pocket, according to Kyle. And it's just, yeah, I don't think we've seen enough from him to warrant anywhere of a stock up performance from him. The preseason is going to be really, really big for him, because even though we say the big four all the time, right, we talk about Bateman and Duvernay and Prochet and Wallace, it's not like a guy like Jalen Moore can't pass Tylan Wallace. It's not like five can't surpass four in the pecking order. If four is having a bad time and five's having a good time, maybe that big four becomes Bateman, Wallace, or Bateman, Prochet, Duvernay, and Moore instead of Wallace in there. So there are very interesting things that can come out from this. I think part of it is some of these guys who a lot of people expected to contribute very well in training camp just haven't done that yet. So I'm not saying Wallace is a bad player. Again, I'm trying to make that clear, but I just think he hasn't shown as much as I would have liked him to so far through training camp. Other guys, we talked about those undrafted ones. Slade Bolden, he's on the rise right now, not as much as guys like Jalen Moore, Shamar Bridges, but I think he's someone who stands out a little bit. You know, but I think that the two biggest beneficiaries of training camp so far based off their play, Jalen Moore and Shamar Bridges. Moore has been a player that, you know, we hear these reports every day, and it's Jalen Moore caught this touchdown, Jalen Moore, big completion here. He is my leader right now for number five, and I only anticipate them keeping five guys right now. So right now my final roster there would be Prochet, Bateman, Duvernay, Wallace, Moore. Those are my five, and then maybe you can sneak a Bridges and a Bolden on the practice squad, Benjamin Victor, and one of those other undrafted rookies as well, Devin Williams, I know a lot of people like as well. So yeah, I'm excited to see what they can do in the preseason. Again, this is just training camp, stock up, stock down. We'll be doing more of these as the preseason goes along. We'll definitely do one after the first preseason game. But I think that for the Ravens, they have options. They're not veterans. They're not 10-year experienced guys, but they need a big-bodied receiver. They have plenty of guys who can do that. And Jalen Moore, Shamar Bridges, two guys who I think are definitely on the rise. Tight end, I talked about Mark Andrews. I mean, he's a stock-up guy, even though it's like, how high can a stock really go? He's a player that's an all-pro, Pro Bowl, one of the best in the league, top three guy. It's really not a surprise how Mark Andrews is performing. Isaiah Likely, though. Stock up to the moon for Isaiah Likely. It feels like he and Andrews are going to be a really good red zone threat. I mean, the Ravens are able to do a lot of different stuff with them. They're still experimenting with it too. I mean, in the preseason, we'll kind of see a little more of what they're able to do with a player like Isaiah Likely, who can line up everywhere on the field. So I'm really excited to see what he can do. You don't really get a lot of other stuff here. I mean, Nick Boyle's been on and off in the practices. I'm not really going to knock him for that. Charlie Kohler, I guess, is a little bit of a stock down just because for a player like Josh Oliver here, it's a very big opportunity. I'm not saying that Kohler isn't going to be on the field when he's healthy, because he probably is, but it was kind of an interesting debate of who was going to be the number three guy. Was it going to be Kohler? Was it going to be Likely? Right now, Likely is so far ahead of Charlie Kohler, where maybe if Kohler was practicing, showing off a little bit, it might have been a tiny bit closer, but I think Likely is definitely that guy. And looking at the offensive line, someone that Jess Rebeck mentioned in his report, I want to touch on this and give Jeff credit for this, because he's one of the best in the business, is Daniel Falele, someone who came out of Minnesota very unpolished in certain areas, but we have heard from Jeff that he is playing some left tackle and has actually performed pretty well over this past week and kind of taken the heat of practices and conquering them. So a big shout out to Jess Rebeck for that. Also, I think offensive line-wise, Ben Powers, I think, gets an honorary stock up because he was named the starter by Greg Roman. He was a starter on that initial depth chart for the Ravens that they did release. So, you know, performance-wise, we're going to have to see how the tackles shape out, how the left guard position shapes out. Because, look, for the tackle position with Falele, if Ronnie Stanley isn't ready to go week one, which, again, hopefully he is able to go week one, Is it going to be Juwan James there, who talked a bit about playing left tackle? He's been seeing snaps there for Lele too. So they want to prepare guys now in the event that Ronnie Stanley has to miss time again. One of the stats there with Stanley is the fact that he has not played a full season in his NFL career. So that ankle injury is something that was just a brutal thing. The Ravens have to prepare themselves for maybe Stanley to miss more time. And if that is the case, the Ravens, I think, are doing a good job of developing those options now as opposed to, you know, 2 days before the season starts, which would not be an ideal situation. I think other than that, though, you know, a lot of solid performances overall. I mean, Tyler Linderbaum, I think, has been learning on the fly. He's had some really good moments, some not so good moments. So nothing terrible to report from him. Tristan Colon, maybe he'll be able to earn a role on this team with Linderbaum being out for a couple of weeks here. And right now he's off my roster prediction, so we will see. But the Ravens have had a lot of contributors on the offensive side of the ball. Coming up, we'll be diving into the defensive side of the ball, talking about stock up and stock down from training camp so far. So be sure to stay tuned. Still a ton to talk about here on Locked On Ravens. First, though, I do want to tell you a bit about BetOnline. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check on all your betting needs. You can find all your favorite sports and events at the number one online source for odds, lines, and games. Find reviews and news of every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports wagering information, from live in-game betting, scores, and podcasts. They have you covered. Head to BetOnline today to use your mobile device to learn more about the action happening today. BetOnline, where the game starts. We're back. Our final segment of Locked On Ravens, Kevin Ostreicher, your host, still here with you. Thank you so much again for making Locked On Ravens your first listen of the day. Be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow along in audio form. Let's talk about the defense now. And I think for the defense, we have to start on the defensive line. And one of the guys whose stock is soaring right now is Travis Jones. He has made impact play after impact play, showing off his stuff early in training camp. And again, maybe might not be a player that has a huge role early on, because the Ravens, with some of those mid-round picks, tend to favor veterans, and that Ravens defensive line has plenty of them in Calais Campbell, Michael Pierce, Brent Urban. But I think by the end of the year, if not early on, we will see him have a very, very big role because of what he can do as an interior pass rusher. He is also very good against the run. I think that's with how good of a pass rusher he is, I think his run defense is an underrated aspect of his game. So he has an opportunity to really have a really, really good rookie year, which I'm really excited for. Brent Urban seems to be having a pretty good training camp so far. We've heard Kyle Barber talk a bit about how he's gotten on the backfield, put his hand up, because you don't want to actually hit the quarterback and injure the quarterback on a sack or something. So, you know, you just kind of run through and then put your hand up like, hey, I would have gotten that sack. And it seems like Urban's done that on a lot of different occasions. Michael Pierce got glowing praise from Anthony Weaver, and Pierce gave glowing praise to Travis Jones, are kind of like full circle there. So the defensive line is one of my favorite positions on this team, if not my favorite. They just have those three solid veterans, those three good young guys, also guys like Isaiah Mack, Aaron Crawford. So they are very deep there, and I'm excited to see what they can do on the field. Looking at outside linebacker Odafe Owe, definite stock up from me. And honestly, from a lot of people, not just me. But he's a guy that, again, I'm not going to spend too much time on him here because we talked about him in the first segment. But they're going to need him a lot. They're going to need him a ton, especially if they decide to trust their undrafted guys and not bring in somebody else. I really think they do, and honestly think they should. But at the time right now, at the time of this recording, he is going to be a huge part of that defense. And far past this recording, he's going to be a huge part of that defense. Dalen Hayes is a stock down for me. I've been hearing more about him. I feel like overall, with just how decimated the position is, and a lot does depend on guys like Tyus Bowser and David Ajabo when they're able to come back. But I'm going right now, I'm assuming, not confirmed obviously, but assuming that Bowser and Ajabo will not be back for week one. So with Hayes, he's going to have to take a huge step up and a big step up of a role. And we just haven't seen a lot, heard a lot from him, which is unfortunate because they're going to need him to play that role. So I think 1-2-wise with Owe in Houston, outside of Bowser and Ajabo, obviously, they're set. But they have to either add more depth there if Hayes is not going to cut it, or if they want to trust Hayes, they have to figure it out with him and just figure out how that all works. Inside linebacker-wise, you can't really judge a lot. I mean, Jacoby McClain had an interception about a week ago, it seems like. I don't even know. Time is of the essence right now. But I feel like for these linebackers, time really is of the essence, because there might not be enough room to house a lot of the guys that maybe feel like they have a good shot at a roster spot. And what I mean by that is with the safety position and the way that the Ravens use their safeties, time might be running out for some of these guys to prove themselves and say, hey, look, you don't need this safety. You need an inside linebacker. Whereas the Ravens can play Chuck Clark up there. They can play Kyle Hamilton, Tony Jefferson. So maybe the Ravens, instead of 5-6 inside linebackers, keep 4. And that could be it. Maybe it's Patrick Queen, Malik Harrison, Josh Bynes, and one of the undrafted guys, or Kristen Welch. So there is going to be a competition, and maybe for a roster spot that doesn't even exist between some of these spots, between some of these guys. But I do think that for the Ravens, they have talent there. The preseason will be a much better gauge, though, to see what the talent they actually have there is. Cornerback-wise, I think Pepe Williams has made a lot of plays. He is definite stock up for me. I think that he's a guy who could see some snaps early on. It does depend. Brandon Stevens, before his injury, was playing really well, but he's been out for a numerous amount of practices at this point. You have some good things coming out about Marlon Humphrey, but obviously that's Marlon Humphrey. We don't have to talk too much about him. A stock down guy is Kyle Fuller. Feels like Fuller just hasn't been performing super well in training camp so far. Didn't really perform well last year. So the Ravens bringing in those corners just for some practice depth and whatnot, they might have to rely on some young guys, you know, such as Williams or Jalen Armour Davis, right? So we'll see what happens with Fuller. Hopefully we'll be able to bounce back a little bit more, but the reports out of training camp have not been necessarily glowing or anything about him. So the Ravens with Marcus Peters seemingly, hopefully, coming back from his ACL injury soon. Fuller's going to be a guy that if Peters has to miss the first couple weeks of the year, he'll probably be the second outside corner on this team. And if he's not able to hold up, that's going to not be a good thing, because the Ravens secondary last year was not very good. And I think for the Ravens, they have to have their secondary have that jump this year. If they want to be true contenders, they have to have their secondary get back to what we have known it to be, which is a dominant unit. So hopefully Fuller will be able to bounce back this year for Baltimore. Then finally, safeties. We have Kyle Hamilton. I'm putting Kyle Hamilton a stock up. I know it's been more of an up-and-down training camp for him, but I think that one practice rep against Bailey Gaither was pretty blown out of proportion by a lot of people. Those one-on-ones, they can be difficult. Isaiah Likely's gotten the better of him a couple times. Definitely, like, I will acknowledge that. It has not been the perfect training camp for Kyle Hamilton, but he is learning. It is okay. He was a top-5 consensus pick by a lot of people. I am content with him and what he's able to do on the field right now, even if not all of it is good, because that means he is learning and that is okay. Tony Jefferson, definite stock up guy for me. We've heard the reports, you know, him having that interception. We saw, I mean, what a play. He tipped it to himself, dives for the football. He is someone who is impressed so far, and he impressed. I mean, he earned himself this chance with the Ravens coming in last year off really just a couple of brutal years after his injury. His first stint in Baltimore when he suffered that injury against Pittsburgh. And it was a rough couple of years for him. So I'm really happy for him. I'm glad that he was able to carve out a role last year, translate that into another deal this year, and is already impressing. Again, he's a player you can move all over the field, do a lot of different things with. So I'm excited to see what he can do. And for this whole safety group, I talked about the defensive line. The safety group has so much depth. I mean, you're talking about the big three of Hamilton, Clark, and Williams. You also have Jefferson, and honestly, right now, I do think Geno Stone does make the team. Like, he is a talented player. Ardarius Washington still has not returned from the PUP list, and that was the guy I had Stone fighting with for roster spot. And if Washington isn't playing, Stone is, and you know, if he's impressing, he's impressing. Maybe the Ravens stash Ardarius Washington on injured reserve. That could be something that happens. Maybe he stays on the PUP list. I don't know. But right now, Geno Stone is definitely on there. He's a stock-up guy for me, too. I think we've heard a couple things from him overall. And also, we will end it with a special teams guy here. Stock-up, Jordan Stout, 100%. We've seen the clips from the training camp practice. We've heard all the things. Justin Tucker giving great, great praise to him. Booming punts. Sticking guys inside the 10, inside the 5. Even at the 1-yard line, 2-yard line. He definitely has some Sam Cook in him for sure. And it's not just, oh, he can pump the ball 60 yards and that's it. He has the placement. He values his holds. He can kick off. He can kick field goals himself. I mean, he's hitting 60 yarders in practice. He's an unbelievable talent. Someone who I think is going to contribute a ton to this team. And again, a lot of players contributing a lot of different ways. But that first preseason game coming up against Tennessee on Thursday, and that will be a time we will see how these guys can contribute. And there will be more stock up and stock downs to cover then. Most definitely. But that's all I have for you here today on Locked On Ravens. Thank you so much for tuning in. When we get back here tomorrow, we're diving into more content from training camp and previewing the preseason. So be sure to stay tuned for that, and I will see you here tomorrow.